that the waves of the mind should come to a peace, to a peaceful situation. Now, with guided meditation, we do exactly the opposite. We are giving you things to think about. It is something which the mind is doing. So, in a way, these guided meditations is something which is has become known as such in the Western world, and it's an invention. It's not so classical for yoga. There are, however, in the Bhakti tradition, something like verse meditations, for instance, in the verses of the Rasayana Shlokas, and these verses are intonated, are sung and read during japa. Mostly they are meditated about after one granta of japa. I will not go into the detail, but those who know about japa meditation know what is a granta. Then you are entering into the context of the verse, and you're moving with your mind within this context, and so on. But these are a little bit different than the guided meditations which I will do. In Bhakti, there's mantra upasana, meditating about a mantra, and then on a higher level there's svarasika upasana, the meditation which goes in on spontaneously. Mantra upasana can be compared with one lake, the water of a lake, and svarasika is when there are many lakes, like you will find sometimes in Kirtita's country in Finland, and a stream going through the lakes. So on a highly advanced level, the devotee, according to his rasa, his particular relishing in Krishna consciousness, will start at one point and then go meditatively through the different pastimes of Lord Krishna, almost like a stream which moves through different lakes. That is something which we have talked about at the Govardhan retreat. It is for advanced devotees who have a relish in Krishna consciousness, and it's not in that sense a guided meditation, it's spontaneous. But today, I will bring you in a guided way into a scene, and from in this scene I will leave you alone. And most of the devotees who have been left alone in that scene will find some very, very, very nice spiritual treasures in their hearts. What we will do is we will prepare ourselves for this. I do hope you are not tired. Wie geht es euch, Jana Jamali? Verdauungs- Govanandinitis, du hast nicht gerade gegessen, oder?
Ja.
Doch. Macht nichts, gut. I would first of all like to show you a few pictures.